Welcome to Mid-Season Moms Podcast,
a sweet and sour take on raising teens to adults.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts.
So what are we going to talk about?
First, we're going to talk about how much I hate the last week of the term.
Oh, it's so...
So much. I don't understand why but it just like every time I'm like, no matter which kid there's, I'm like, get it in. I literally told Ryan, you should not talk to me today. Like at all.
Has it been that bad?
Coleman is so hard. Yes. He just is like kind of easygoing. And he's like, oh yeah, turn that in. So what we're supposed to talk about today is Valentine's Day and our spouses and how we make that work.
Which, dating is hard.
Yes.
Because we're going to have to... when they're little, but teenagers are busier. It's harder. Well, you don't have to find childcare. So that's easier. But yeah, it's hard to find time for each other and not get too wrapped up in your kids' activities so that you forget about each other.
Right. And I think it's just, I don't know. I feel like when they're older, like they come home whatever time they want when they're in college, if they're staying at home with you. And then in high school, they get home late and they leave early. So I feel like they're just always, always with you, but not with you.
Yeah. They're always around.
Yeah. So it makes dating and other things an interesting feat. Yeah.
The dating part is not so hard for me because I grew up with parents who never did anything together. It was always the whole family.
Oh, really? Oh,
really? Yeah. My parents are very affectionate towards each other.
Huh.
Just put it that way. But Rich, on the other hand, his parents had a weekly date and like nothing stopped them from going.
Nice.
So he's really good about making sure we go on dates. Do you guys plan? Is it every Saturday night? Every Friday?
Usually
night?
It's every Saturday night.
Max has had indoor soccer on Saturday nights the last few weeks, and so we've switched to Friday nights. But, and we don't do it every single week, but we're pretty good.
That's impressive.
That is. We usually go to a sporting event on Friday night, and then we go to dinner, just the two of us. Or with friends.
After the sporting event.
Yeah. It's a late dinner, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But that's just been recent. We didn't used to do.
Well, we work together all day long, so we have plenty of time to, like we eat lunch together most days.
Yeah. But do you ever just want to go on a date?
Yes, but we don't. We're not like big on like going on like official dates. Like we go out with friends, but we were supposed to go out friends with tonight, but then one of our friends' kids got sick. So, but usually I feel like we're always on a date at all times at this point. It's like I hop in the car to drive with him to carpool so we can like talk for those 15 minutes. And so, but sometimes we like hit a movie in the middle of the day instead of working.
That's awesome.
We do that, but other than that, we don't really have a ton of planned dates, but we spend a ton of time together.
Do you plan your dates or do you just get in the car and say, okay, what should we do?
9 out of 10 times it's dinner and a movie, honestly. Like,
that's how come you've seen so many movies.
I've seen so many movies. Yeah, but we do plan dates sometimes.
Who usually plans them?
We both do.
See, by Saturday night, it's like my goal to get in bed by like 8:30. Like I'm tired from the week by Saturday night. Like the kids are gone. You drive them wherever the one that needs to be driven after about 8:30. I'm all, can we just sit? Well, and he always watches his gold digging shows. And then I watch whatever show I want to watch.
You watch separate shows?
Yeah. We see each other in a distance because the TVs are in the family room and in our bedroom.
That is so
funny. Like, we could talk to each other, but we don't want to watch the same shows.
That is so funny.
There's some shows we watch together, like that we'll always watch together, but not Gold Rush.
It's not. That doesn't sound like something I'd want to watch either.
It's the same thing every time. Yeah. But I don't know. It works.
I got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Yes. So Valentine's a big day for you.
Yeah. Rich has done, he's actually done some really cute stuff for Valentine's Day in the past. Like a couple years ago, he left a note on my steering wheel every day. For like starting February 1st, so for 14 days, and just like said something cute that he liked about me or something. I don't know.
So cute.
It was really cute. Yeah. Or I've done like the hearts on the kids' mirrors,
right?
You know, starting February 1st, or I don't know. I think Valentine's Day is just fun. I mean, of course, you should love your people every day, but
yes,
why not celebrated extra for a certain
I've celebrated it in time. St. George for like the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So we're usually not just the two of us or even just our family most of the time. So, but I do like to do the whole like love day, fantastic. Ryan and I never go out on Valentine's Day, but sometimes we go out around that time. But
yeah,
we're not big like gift givers on Valentine's Day though.
Gifts? Not really. We got engaged to Olive Garden, so I think we've almost always gone to lunch at Olive Garden on Valentine's Day.
You guys are way cute.
Oh, and 1 year. Oh, stop it. Yep, this just popped in my mind. 1 year.
This is the best.
I know what's going on. We are at lunch at Olive Garden, and these four old men come to our table and start singing. And I'm all.
No.
Yeah, he hired like a barbershop.
No.
It's awkward. I love it so much.
I think I was like melted in my chair. Like everyone like, no, go yeah. away. Mm-hmm. That is funny.
How many songs did they sing?
I think two.
Oh. Or
one too many for sure. too many actually.
He's all, I'm trying. It's nice that he's trying, though.
Yeah.
So what have been some of your favorite dates that you've gone on, either of you?
No, now I thought of a good one. From
okay,
head.
Good, good.
My foot on it. I was on the drill team, and it was the state competition the day of Sweethearts.
Okay.
So all of our dates came to our competition, which was so sweet. And then we, like, tried to get ready in the locker room at high school.
Oh boy.
So we probably looked pretty gross. But then they had this condo in Salt Lake. Someone's family had it, and their mom came and set up like this candlelight fancy dinner.
Oh,
it was
fun.
So cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
That was really cute.
I try to convince my kids that that's cute. Like, they always want to go someplace fancy for dinner for their dates. And I'm like, it's kind of fun to just go someplace and be able to sit and chill and have it be set up by people.
They did that for homecoming, and Jameson said it was his favorite. They went to someone's house, and they did a dinner in the backyard. Yeah. Jameson's like,
it's so much nicer.
It's so much nicer because you're not stressed about, like, the tip, and you're not stressed about everybody coming around you. One time for my birthday, Ryan knew that I did not want to go out. I was huge pregnant, did not want to find clothes that would fit my stomach. And I didn't want to go pay money to eat something that didn't even fit in my stomach either. Cause like you can only eat that teeny tiny amount. So he had my sister-in-law make a whole Thanksgiving dinner. Cause that's like my favorite dinner. And we just went to his mom's house, and he had put pictures of us dating and like the last couple of years of our marriage. And like the table, we just sat inside a house.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I got to have the leftovers as slow as I wanted.
Because
because I could not eat hardly anything. He was born like 10 days later. So
that's so cute.
Yeah. So that was super cute.
I love that.
I didn't have a Valentine's Day while dating Ryan ever. We never dated through a Valentine's Day.
That shows up.
Yeah. Sure. We got engaged on our first Valentine's Day, knowing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ryan and I never dated through, like, any holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, like, Easter. We didn't date through any of those. Or the 4th of July.
How
How? You met when and got married when?
We met on like July 13th and got married November 25th, right before Thanksgiving.
So you had Halloween.
We had Halloween.
Halloween, that's it.
Halloween was what we had. Yep.
So your parents didn't get to have their last Christmas with you, knowing that it was their last Christmas like we just did.
Yeah, no. They didn't.
That was a surprise.
They didn't. They didn't get to have that last Christmas, but that's fine. They've had Christmases since.
What do you do?
It's all good. But yeah, no, so it's weird. Like, we don't have any traditions like the things that we did when we were dating, or it was just kind of like we were poor the first Valentine's Day.
You didn't date long enough, really, did
you? Guys didn't date very long either. Mm-hmm. You guys dated forever.
Yeah.
You went through like 3 Valentine's Days.
Probably. I don't remember.
Did you date that long?
No.
He was gone for 2 years.
Yeah. So that doesn't count.
That doesn't really count.
Because you didn't do anything.
You got to send a letter.
Yeah.
Well, that's romantic.
I think he came home like on Valentine's Day from his mission. Actually, it was super awkward. It was not good, but it was fine.
It's because you had a date with a different guy.
No, I didn't actually. He came home the 13th, and then the next day was Valentine's Day, but he'd been home like 24 hours and it was just awkward.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
Yeah. So what recommendations would you give your kids? Like our kids that are married or living with people or getting married, what recommendations would you give?
I'd say schedule it.
Dating in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dating in general.
Yeah. I would say schedule
it. Valentine's Day is scheduled every year without us.
Yeah. I think you, if you want to have a weekly date, then you need to schedule it. If you want to have a monthly date, you need to schedule it.
Right.
But if you have an expectation, then it's best to start out doing that.
Right.
Because
rather than like harbor the feelings that you.
Yeah, because you can always make excuses later.
Like, right.
It was really hard. It was so hard when we first got married because I had 2 kids.
Right.
And I married Rich, who had no kids, and he wanted to do weekly dates. So I always felt like I was leaving my kids. I always felt like I was in the middle.
Old. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so hard. But I'm really glad that we did it because it really established like a pattern.
Yeah, for real.
We had the goal of always having a date on a full moon. That did not work.
Well, that's a cute idea. A day. But that's hard.
It's hard because who knows when it'll fall. Yeah. You know? So it didn't work out.
Yeah. It's why? Still a, tell me during the backstory to that. That's cute.
I don't really remember. Blake probably could tell you. He's a lot more sentimental than me. We decided that. I can't remember. We were just talking to our kids about it, though.
I think that's really cute.
So fun.
A full moon date.
Full moon date. That sounds like super fun.
They have full moon lift rides at Sundance in the summer.
Oh, I've been on one.
It's fun.
It's super fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
The moon is cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when our kids were little, we didn't have a hard time, really. I feel like the first couple years when we had a baby, it was hard, and he worked a ton. But then I thought we kind of got into a routine where we went out at least every other week. We had, like, monthly dates with friends, a couple of those. So that was kind of fun. I loved doing that, and I would totally recommend it. One of my favorite things we did is we had a bunco night with couples. So usually bunco nights is just women.
Yeah.
And we did 6 couples and we would do dinner and play bunco. And so you kind of got like, you got the time with your spouse too, but you also got like time just having a really good time and you win a prize.
That's super fun.
So it was
would be fun.
So, so, so fun. And we did that for a few years. It was especially because we all needed a break.
Yeah.
We all had little kids.
Yeah.
And so that was super fun. We are going to start doing a game night is what we've decided to do. And it was supposed to start tonight, but then someone's kid was puking. But yeah, and just go do games and stuff now that we can kind of more sit around and be in your house. You don't have to like find a sitter.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least then we're hanging out and doing some fun.
I love that.
Yeah, so we're going to try that. But I would recommend to my kids to do something. Make sure you set something.
And I think it's good to do just the 2 of you and then do friends.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I do a combination of both. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, since the baby's coming in a couple months, I'm like trying to think of what advice to give. I told her that he might feel a little like left out of the whole, because there's like, I feel like there's this bond between mom and child, and sometimes the dads can get a teeny bit like jealous of all of the attention all of a sudden that was with them for a couple years, and then all of a sudden it's gone. But she doesn't think that's going to be a problem. But I'm like, you just need to make sure that you make time.
I know.
Yeah. To be with your husband.
Yeah, because I mean, you're tired and you're consumed with baby.
Right.
So it is a good thing to just keep in mind.
Yeah, because you're thinking of like the stuff he knows that the kid has at all times. Our first date when we had our first baby, though, my mom made me go out. Sam was like 5 weeks old, 4 weeks old, something like that. My mom's like, you need to get out. Like, you need to go on a date. I'll babysit. You go on a date. The longest I made it away was 30 minutes, and we went to Chick-fil-A for our date. I'm sure Ryan was out. This is going to be a long, long, long process if she can't make it through Chick-fil-A. Like, I was like, okay, should we get it to go? He's all, we're sitting down here to eat it. And then we got back, and my mom's like, I knew you wouldn't make it an hour.
That is funny.
But yeah, no, I was bad.
I was in school, so I left him a lot. I worked full time, so I left a lot too.
I never left my kids. I was always home. So I've always been, I mean, I always worked part time a little bit, but not enough. But usually it was something at home. Mm-hmm. So I didn't leave them.
Yeah.
So if I was still working, I was just still with them. Like the first trip we went on when without kids. Do you remember your first trip without kids? It was legendary for me, because we did not do a lot of trips ever without kids. And we went on a cruise. My oldest was 5, and I thought, how was I going to do it? Like, I was doing like panic attacks. I left like a binder of info for my parents who already had raised children, but I was sure they could not raise mine. It was like when they say like Nana, that's it means this, or if they say this, and how much Tylenol and ibuprofen and how much cough stuff and how much this, and this kid has this cream if this happens, and like a thermometer in the pet, like literally I'm crazy. So
my mom, Angela just laughed.
Like, wow. The prep work to leave. All of the outfits were bagged and labeled.
Oh, like, my days. Word.
This is how bad I am. Like, I was all Tuesday, then I will wear this. Okay, this on Wednesday, this on Thursday. And I had them separated so that the bags would be, whichever grandma had their bags separate.
This is so much energy that I would not stop.
Wow. Having panic attacks before we left. But then as soon as we drove off, like, I cried, like, up to the airport. But then I was good and had so much fun.
I think that it takes just, when they're little, it takes just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, once you leave, you're like, yes, this is going to be so fun. But it is a little stressful to leave them.
Yeah.
The only time I remember being semi like that, I mean, not even 10% probably, but when I had to take Alexa to daycare for the first time.
Oh, that's so hard.
Because I lived in Ogden, so I didn't have any family.
Oh my goodness.
So I had to just, it was the worst.
That would be, oh my goodness. I took Sam to my sister-in-law for like, so there was one day I was going to work and I couldn't do it.
You really couldn't, not even family, huh?
I left her and like within a week or two, I was like, I cannot do this anymore. It was just so hard. It caused me so much stress and anxiety. So, which I didn't think I would be like that. I was more of like a working type person that I was like, I'm not staying home with babies. So I was kind of surprised that I went into that mode, but I don't know.
Just don't know what will happen.
That part of life gets a lot easier with older kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
The working, the go, like leaving them.
So now I leave my kids. Now I'll be okay. I'm going away for the weekend. Like, tell the neighbors, like, if the house burns down or if there's a party or such, please give me a call. You know what I mean? I give them all money on their debit card. And I'm like, hey, here's your money. So-and-so is in charge of this day. So-and-so is in charge of this day. So
I know, it's so, that part is so much easier. Yeah.
And thankfully, we can, like, trust our kids. I feel like some parents can't leave certain kids, but I think, but all of mine I can leave.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But, and I have, if there's always a backup, we have enough neighbors that the kids know that I'm like, you can call anyone and they would probably take better care of you than I would. Like, there's within, like, stepping distance people that would help out if needed.
Yeah, for sure.
Everywhere around us, so, which is nice. Because we've got a great neighborhood that really does, would really go above and beyond. And we've seen it happen, where they go above and beyond. But,
yeah,
traveling when they're older, the only part that's hard when to travel when they're older is their events.
Yeah, finding time. If you're willing to miss a game or whatever, but I hate missing games. You only get them for such a short time.
I know, I don't like missing games either.
No, I don't like missing them at all. I know that my kids, that is one thing that is a big, huge thing, is that we're there and that the team actually knows who their parents are, because I think they know it's someone they can trust. It's like another person they can trust because they've gotten to know them by coming to the things.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, it just, I think it, kids need more people to trust that they can trust that are adults. And in high school, sometimes they don't want to talk to you. Sometimes it's 10 times easier for them to go to a friend's house and talk to that mom and dad than it is to talk to your own parents.
Yep.
So, like, I want to find as many people who love my kids at least half or three-fourths as much, if not as the same as I love mine.
Yeah.
But I think making your marriage or your relationship a priority is huge. Huge.
It is. For sure. Well, there's too many marriages failing. And I think that's one of the reasons, is we all get too busy.
Dating. How to make it through kids. Find the time for dating and other stuff as often as you can.
Are we going to talk about the other stuff ever?
Go ahead. We have to have an episode about that.
I know, right?